The best way to eavesdrop on the Big Brother Canada house guests is with a pair of high-quality earbuds from Tweaked Audio. Get free worldwide shipping and save 33% off when you use the promo code RHAP. So check out the selection of headphones from Tweaked Audio at robhasawebsite.com/headphones. Coming to you live from my apartment, it's Rob Has a Podcast, and now here's the guy who is on the edge, bro, Rob Cesternino. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to our latest Big Brother Canada podcast. Today is Tuesday, March 18th, and we're talking about the reign of Ika as HOH, and we're going to talk about everything from Sunday night's episode and recap what has been a crazy couple of days on the Big Brother live feeds. And here with me to recap it all is our main man, our chief Big Brother correspondent, Mr. Brian Lynch. Brian, how are you?
I'm well. What's up, everyone? I've been kind of on the edge, too, the edge of my seat.
I am on the edge, bro. Yeah, we are like Paul being on slop.
Yeah, the past couple of days of the feeds have been amazing. I just have to say that.
Okay, good. Well, we are going to cover it all. We're going to start off talking about everything that happened on Sunday night on the TV show, talk about Ika's nominations, what we think about that, what has changed since Sunday night, and then Brian has a lot to debrief us on the Big Brother live feeds. Very, very exciting stuff. So I know Brian is pumped up. Brian, on a scale of 1 to 10, how excited are you to talk about the live feeds today?
I mean, like 10, as always.
Oh, I thought sometimes you might only be like a 9.
Well, no, even when the feeds aren't good, I still get a kick off talking about it, you know?
Okay, because then you can talk about that they're not good.
Right.
Yeah. All right, so good. We're going to have a lot of fun here today. Of course, we are live on robhasawebsite.com. We got the chat room going as well. You could chat along with us there watching the live show. Plus, you can send us your tweets to hashtag RHAP, or you could comment on the YouTube video itself when you go to robhasawebsite.com/YouTube, and we can put your comments up on the screen as we go along. So let's just take a comment right off the bat. Let's go. At the American Cow says, after we always see a waste of HOHs, what would you consider Ika's? We might have to wait till we get through the both halves before we can address Ika's HOH. But seemingly, when you're the HOH and you put Paul and Heather up on the block, that is not a great way to start your power move as HOH. But, Brian, I guess what I was thinking when I was watching the episode was, if you're Ika and you're the HOH, are you better off saying, like, everybody's like, hey, you got to put up the guys, you got to put up, Kenny and Andrew, because they're the power players. Are you better off in a week two HOH to not rock the boat that much and to put up people that the house wants to get rid of?
I believe that would be situational. In this situation, Ika is believing Sabrina, and Sabrina was trying to protect Kenny and Andrew, and so she basically just threw Heather under the bus.
But in a way, aren't you almost better off if you're Ika and not rocking the boat and being somebody who, instead of like, okay, I'm coming after the big dogs in the house, isn't there almost like no way Ika can make it to the end once she starts the war against Kenny and Andrew?
Yeah, but she's kind of started the war anyway, because sharing information openly with Sabrina about when she wants to target them, and she just carries it right back to them. Target her anyway.
No, I had a couple of cringe worthy moments in the episode, and I started to feel especially bad for Netta too, because you know that Sabrina and Heather are in this first five, and there they are the whole time plotting with Ika and with Netta and with Rochelle. And so you're like, oh, don't say that in front of them, especially when Netta is like pounding the table figuratively and saying, look, Kenny and Andrew are the guys who are running the house. These are the guys we need to go after.
Yeah. I kind of want to talk more feed stuff about Netta, because at times what she says in the DR is kind of not what she's saying in the house to certain people. And I think it really does have a lot to do with how she's trying to put distance between her and John.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's go ahead and let's talk about the episode, which started off a lot of stuff with Allison coming into the house. And I think we're really starting to see, Brian, that Allison is a real natural when it comes to this game, that she comes in the house and really almost like a flawless entrance into the house.
I agree with you, but there are people that are upset with her.
Why are they upset with that you're talking about people like Aika, who said she has an 80s hairdo and a disco dress?
I need to explain more spoiler stuff. I just kind of want to get straight into spoilers.
All right. Well, I'll try to go fast through the stuff from the live show. But we had this weird sort of circumstance where Kenny and Allison knew each other from real life. Has this ever happened before, Brian, where people, not like a Dick and Danielle or like a frenemy sort of thing, but have two random people ever known each other before somehow, before being in the Big Brother house?
I mean, I may be corrected, but just randomly knowing each other without it being a twist. I mean, this hasn't been described as a twist. So maybe Big Brother didn't know that they knew each other or had met each other at one point.
Yeah. Okay, well, you have to imagine that they can't possibly cross-reference every single person. Like, they can't, like, take you through casting. Like, hey, do you know this person by any chance? Maybe they could show you, like, a bunch of, like, random people, and then some of them, like, aren't people. Like, some of them are people that you do know, or they could hook you up to a polygraph. I don't know exactly how they would do it.
It's like a Big Brother lineup.
Yeah, but it almost ends up costing Allison, because if she would have known that Kenny was gay, then she would have been in big trouble.
Unless she was able to keep it secret.
Oh,
do you think that to her advantage?
Do you think she knows that she knows about Kenny's sexuality and isn't saying anything?
I believe she probably doesn't know.
Yeah, I don't think so,
because she hasn't said anything about it.
Yeah. We also saw Aika. Actually, let's talk about the hot tub with Kenny and Sabrina. And I know you're going to have more to talk about with makeouts here as we go along. But I thought this was a very interesting scene between Kenny and Sabrina. And I feel like it's almost one that we almost rarely never see on reality TV. The guy heavily flirting with a female contestant and the female contestant swooning and the guy totally manipulating her.
You're right, you know, but it's Kenny's very honest about it in the DR that he's using Sabrina because she's got a thing for him. So, I mean, you got to do what you got to do, though, I guess, right?
Yeah. This is very, very good stuff. And really, Kenny is really laying it on very thick. He really is like,
yeah.
It doesn't seem believable at all what he is putting out there to her, but she is eating it up.
Well, I had this conversation in the hot tub that you're referring to. And then after they kind of flirt back and forth a while and he tells her that he's a butt guy, he kind of gets up on the edge of the hot tub and takes water and pulls it up and just like lets it pour down his body so she can just like, oh my God, Kenny's so hot. It's so great.
It was very funny when he said something about that, like, hey, I'm an ass man. And she's like, oh, well, what about me? And he's like, well, that's kind of what I'm saying. She's like, oh, you like my butt? And then she's like, high five.
Right.
Very funny. Very funny. Here's a question from Zach Johnston wants to know, do you guys hate Sabrina as much as we do? What would you say is the overall vibe on Sabrina in the Big Brother fandom?
It has been very bad, but mainly for, you know, the Heather bashing and stuff, but she's been all over the place. And I really think she's playing a great game in a way. I kind of fear that it's going to blow up in her face, but that's kind of like one of those tightrope walks, you know, if you can play the riskiest game and it not blow up in your face. I mean, that's, you gotta tip your hat to that, right?
Yeah, it's really a fine line. I mean, if it works, then you win the game like Andy, but people call you you know, a rat floater. And if it doesn't work, then you're Shelly, right?
I guess. I mean, that's probably a good comparison.
And probably if it really doesn't work, then you're Ronnie.
But see, I like all these people too, so I mean, I just don't get a lot of the first instincts to hate.
Yeah.
I think that's what I don't like about the question.
And we're not saying anything about those particular people. And, you know, I've interviewed all three of those people. It's just, I think that it's like, if you play both sides and aren't as good at it, then you're out before the jury, and that's Ronnie. And then if you're better at it, and then you only get caught up later on, then you're Shelly. And if you're really, really good at it, then you win the game and you're Andy.
There's really no margin of error, though. Like, you can trip on a blade of grass and screw up your whole game if you're playing that way.
Yeah, it's a very tough way to play, and the fans don't really respect it for the most part.
It depends. I mean, I think Sabrina's issues are that she goes personal with attacks, and she's two-faced, and then she says that I can't stand this person because they're doing this, but it's her. It's kind of like blame the other person for what you're doing.
Yeah. I think there's probably some psychological part of it, especially if you're watching the live feeds and you watch Sabrina like talk to one person and is like, oh, my God, I hate this person. And then you see her go to that person's face and be like, oh, my God, did you hear what this person said about you? And so you are the witness to the lying. Like, you are the person who see, like, and it's like you almost want to like, oh, what? I can't believe you're saying this to this person. I just saw you say this to other person. And you sort of up close and personal, you can see the, you know, whether you call it a hypocrisy or gamesmanship, you're sort of the witness to the two-facedness.
Right. But I'll eliminate all possibility of her being two-faced if she would walk into the DR, say, I'm doing exactly this, this is why I'm doing it, and just let us know that she really doesn't think that she's being truthful and honest with these when she says it. I don't want to think that she's playing a good game out of instinct. I want to know that she's a skilled player and knows what she's doing and why she's doing it.
Right. You want to see the diary room of, like, here's what I'm doing. I'm going to go tell this person this thing, and I'm going to do this person this thing. And we don't want to see the diary room of, like, I'm the good person in the house. Why is everybody being mean to me?
Right. Like, she's playing the victim. People hate people that play the victim when they're the ones that are really victimizing everyone in the process of their gameplay.
Right. And I always go back to this with the Big Brother. If you can dish it out, you better be able to take it. And I have to say, I have to give Paul credit this week, because I felt like for the first time, he's finally starting to be able to somebody. We knew he can dish it out, but like when he did, I was ready to blow my top when he did that fake crying in the diary room this week of like, you know, and then he looked up and he's like, well, I'm not sad because this is Big Brother. And I'm like, okay, good. Finally, Paul.
Yeah, Paul got points from me. I mean, this is something for you, so it doesn't really spoil anything. But if you want me to go ahead. Everybody's been bashing, the girls especially, have been bashing Heather for a long time. And for the first time in a while, Paul, well, no, this is spoiler. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I can't even talk anything without trying to get ahead.
We can't talk about it yet. Let's talk about the way that Adele was able to talk to Ika and potentially keep himself off the block when the initial plan was potentially Paul and Adele, or that was what people were lobbying for, at least in the house, to put those two guys up. Were you impressed with Adele's ability to stay off the block when Ika made her nominations?
Yes. I think it was a great idea for him to go to her and start to work this kind of alliance idea.
Yeah.
You know, you got to do something or you're going to end up on the block, right?
I have enjoyed the Adele era.
I mean, he's playing hard. I mean, he's almost in the same boat as Sabrina, really, at this point, with the he could trip over a blade of grass, not with the whole people are lining up to bash him thing.
Yeah, that he's been a lot of fun. I like having Adele around.
Yeah, well, I've had my things with him.
Oh, okay.
You know, we're going to get
all right, we'll get to it. I'll couch that I'm saying so far on the TV show, he's been fun.
Amazing, really.
Yeah. So we had the have not challenge, which You know, I could care less who's the haves and who's the have-nots, whether it's Big Brother Canada or Big Brother US. Brian, did you enjoy the making, the pouring the wine? We see this every season on Big Brother US with whether it's filling up the teacups or whatever. And typically it's an HOH competition, but Big Brother Canada brings this out as a have-have-not competition.
Right, and team, so it's a little bit different, but it does give you that sense of, well, they're trying to do different things but keep the Big Brother brand or whatever. I did kind of like it because it just showed me what a sweetheart Heather is. It's like everything she does to me is just cute and adorable.
Yeah. Do you feel like people in the house are thinking of her as like, oh, she's like a strategic threat and she's like a mastermind, and in reality she's not?
Well, Sabrina and Sarah probably think she's not, but they're the ones going around or have been telling everybody about all of Heather's lies that they're just making up from time to time. So when, you know, Aika believes them.
Yeah. You felt very bad for her. And I feel like this is the reality TV MO, where then whoever is like on the bottom, whoever is in the worst position, you start to feel bad for them because everybody picks on them, and you kind of feel like it's, you know, she says it's like junior high school. I can't imagine that Heather was ever unpopular, but we'll go with it. And you start to feel bad that nobody seems to like her in the house.
I mean, I take her word for being unpopular, because to me, she kind of represents like an innocence, and that's what people latch on to take out, you know, the weak. You know, it's like the girls were a pack of wolves chasing down the sick or the young moose or whatever in the herd, you know?
Mm-hmm. So the episode really set up a lot of the men versus women battle that's taking place in the house. Did you feel like the TV show was portraying that accurately, Brian?
The men versus women thing is still a dominant narrative in the house, because that is what Aika is running her HOH off of. She has no idea what's going on, obviously, and that's why she's all jacking up her HOH.
So the men versus women thing is really just a front for what the first five is doing.
Yeah, I think they probably – well, no, Paul had something to do with setting it up guys versus girls, right?
Yeah. So now here
because
comes,
Adele was on board with that too.
But Paul and Adele aren't with the guys though, right?
Well, they're outcasts.
Yeah.
Misfits, I think, is what the show called them.
Yeah. So now here comes Allison, and now she's here to upset the whole apple cart, because she should be with the women, but did the women do a good job of courting Allison in your mind?
No, because most of the women just kept referring to her as the new girl.
Yeah.
But, you know, the girls are really good at being nice to you to your face, but stabbing you in the back when you're not there. So I think Allison's only choice was to go to the guys. But she did tell people during that party that she was a guy's girl anyway. So she was just open about it, really.
But why didn't the girls make a stronger play to say, if there is a guys versus girls thing going on in the house, why didn't the girls make a stronger play to try to win Allison over when she came in? Because if I'm one of the girls in the house and it's guys versus girls, and now all of a sudden here comes a new girl into the house, I'm like, this is amazing. This is a great opportunity. We need to work on recruiting her.
Well, it has a lot to do with jealousy, I'm going to guess, but in order to explain, I would want to talk more about spoilers once again.
Brian, you're so cryptic tonight.
I'm trying not to offend anybody that don't want to hear anything about what's going to happen on the shows.
All right.
Are going to be amazing.
All right. So then let's talk about the decision to end up ultimately putting up Heather and Paul on the block. And then there was a lot of talking about whether or not this was the good use of the HOH. Did you feel like Netta was pushing too hard to not have this be what Aika does on her HOH?
No, because what we saw from that show when it was happening on the feeds was right around the time Aika and Netta were talking about actually going after the big guys. So maybe it took Netta maybe 5 minutes or so to, you know, change her tune because Aika was dead set with that plan. And so, of course, Netta just went back to, you know, whatever Aika wanted to do because she's HOH, obviously.
Mm-hmm. How funny was it when Paul wanted to eat the cake with Adele?
I love it. But then I love how Heather came in and shut him down. She was like, you know, we're all going to get punished if you eat that.
Yeah, so. This isn't Big Brother US. This is Big Brother Canada. It's like a the Gestapo will come in.
Right, right. But that was funny. You know, Paul's obviously having a hard time on Slop and trying to make the best out of it in a way, being entertaining. And he's done a lot of talking to himself, which is in effect talking to us life eaters. So I've enjoyed Paul the last week.
Yeah, there's been a Paul turnaround,
but he has some serious issues with Andrew.
Okay,
serious issues.
Here's a good question from Mikey Dowd, and I was thinking this myself. Do you find it odd that they still haven't said what happened to John's arm on the show? Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. At this point, it's out of the sling. It's still bothering him. Whatever, you know. And just let it go, I guess. If at this point, I mean, don't come back and show me how he got hurt, you know?
Okay. So then when Aika needed a pawn in the room, how funny was that conversation when nobody wanted to be the pawn?
I almost felt like it was a little misrepresented because on the feeds, Aika had went around and gathered all the girls, and it was a fake meeting in order for them to pressure her into being the pawn. So Heather had no choice in the matter. And so when everybody left and she just said she wanted to stay in there, I mean, that just kind of hurt me deep down a little bit.
Yeah, it made it seem like on the TV show she just wanted to hang out.
That's all she wants to do, Rob. and that one DR when she said that she wasn't afraid about going on the block because Aika's her girl, right?
Yeah.
Aika is aligned with this girl, and she don't even know it.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Oh, man. Brian, I feel like we need to get you like a Heather poster. You're such a big Heather fan.
You know, I'm not a fan of her game at all. And honestly, I don't mind if Heather gets evicted. It's just that I don't like to see people get bashed in this way.
Okay.
And honestly, there's Heather fans on Twitter that I've seen actually saying we prefer that she would go just to get her out of that situation.
All right, so we got to remove her from the situation. All right, so I know Brian is dying to talk about the live feed, so I'm not gonna torture him anymore. So let's get into it. All right, here we go. Here's your live feed alert. Uh-oh, the batteries might be going on the buzzer. We might not be able to do live feeds, Brian. Oh, wait, hold on, we got it. It was just a loose wire. All right.
You're taking the leash off.
Okay, here we go, Brian. So let's start to talk about the live feeds. All right, let's set the stage, at least, as far as the vetoes and the nominations go first, right?
Right.
So Brian has debriefed me with he has an extensive report that he's typed up of what's going on the live feed. So Brian, do you want to go in chronological order down here, or should I bounce around?
No, you can do whatever you want, but if you want to just get the veto stuff out of the way.
All right, let's get the veto out of the way. So Aika has the veto?
Aika had the veto, and during that veto comp, which I'm not sure exactly what it was, but it's something to do with agility possibly, because I heard Heather fell and hurt her knee, and I heard that she fell off a beam, so I figured they're probably trying to balance and walk across things in some way.
Okay.
And Aika did not use the veto, so she left the nominations the same.
She left it the same. Now, was there pressure to end up using the veto to potentially backdoor somebody?
No, because by that time, Sabrina and Sarah had Aika so ready to get Heather out that Heather became the actual target. Like, shortly after I talked to you the last podcast. Oh. It changed that quick.
Explain to me why Aika would think that she is the target. And you know how much I like Aika.
Yeah, it's Aika. Oh, my gosh. It's so strange because she says that Paul's more dangerous and that Heather can't do nothing. But that's now. Maybe 12 hours ago, she would say, well, the reason I want to get Heather out of this game is because she lies to everyone. But even on the show we saw, didn't she add the caveat to Heather lying according to Sabrina?
I mean, I don't understand the logic from any perspective why anybody would want to get rid of Heather at this point in the game.
I don't know, but we've seen people want to get rid of the weak players to avoid putting a huge target
on
themselves.
That's the only reason,
right?
Why I could see why you would get rid of Heather. If you were saying, hey, you know what? I just want to punt on HOH. I just want to get out of here and not be the target next week. I'm going to find the weakest person in the house, and I'm going to get them out. And if that's what her strategy is, then you know, mission accomplished. But according to what you're saying, it doesn't sound like Aika is going to come through this HOH week unscathed, and she is going to have a target on her back after this week, right?
Yeah, she's made the target bigger on her back because she's not aware that Sabrina and Sarah are actively working against her.
Yeah, so this was sort of a half-assed HOH where she ends up like taking a piece off the Jenga board that's not going to collapse everything, but she's also revealed herself and her intentions to the enemies because there are spies in the house and she doesn't realize it.
Right.
Okay. All right.
Exactly.
So let's talk about some of the really important stuff now. Let's talk about makeouts, Brian. All right. So tell us about the latest makeouts from the live feeds.
Okay. Allison was kissed by Andrew a couple of times, and even let's just go to Sabrina's jealousy about this. Let's just skip to Sabrina's jealousy if you want to. So they've made out, and Sabrina is pissed and has a conversation with Andrew about it and doesn't want him to hang out with her anymore. And so they stopped hanging out, really. Allison kind of read the tea leaves because Sabrina was getting pissed off about it. But now that Allison's vote is needed, Andrew's making out with her again. So it's been kind of wild.
All right, let's talk about the Allison and Andrew makeout. Now, was that strategy on Allison's part, or do you think that Allison actually likes Andrew?
Okay, the first thing when I think about this, I have to think who kissed who, right? Every time I've seen a kiss, it's been Andrew going in for the kiss. Also, after the first time they kissed and Allison was talking about how her family would think about it, she got up and went over to her bag and leaned over her bag and said, "It's all an act. Don't believe it." And Andrew said, "What?" And he didn't understand what she said, and she didn't repeat it. The first time I heard that, I thought it was just that she was actually talking to him because it was actually loud the way I heard it. But when I watched it back, I could actually see how close she was actually to her microphone. And so I'm kind of torn about it. I think she's playing him. I think she's not going to stop him from kissing her.
So do you think she was talking to us?
Yes. Or her family or whoever she wanted to know that it wasn't real.
You think she could wait until nobody else was around, you know?
I guess.
Maybe.
I guess.
I don't know. That's just me. Oh, okay.
It just don't seem like that she's that into him to me.
So how did Andrew react to Sabrina saying, hey, that girl's no good. You can't be making out with her. Because I kind of feel like as a guy, you know, and again, Andrew is a much more macho guy than I am. But even if I was in Andrew's position and it was like, hey, there's a girl that wants to make out with me, but this other girl in my alliance says don't make out with her. I kind of feel like to the other girl that's saying don't make out with the other girl, I'm like, don't worry about this. I got this.
Yeah, but I also think that Andrew was kind of smart by putting separation between him and Allison at that point because that was before all the veto stuff. And if you're going to go against Sabrina about that kind of thing, she might get mad at you and completely throw you under the bus to Aika. So I think he probably did well just to stay away from her until after the veto thing.
Yeah, I guess that's a good point. But I feel like I'm Andrew and I'm that self-aware to realize that Sabrina is that unstable. It's like I got to distance myself from her anyway.
Yeah, but that's not really happening at this point.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get back into. All right. Tell me about the Buzzworthy competition. Now, this was a live competition that took place. Was it Saturday or Sunday?
The day before yesterday.
Day
which would be Sunday.
Yesterday.
Sunday.
Okay, got it.
Sunday. I don't even know what day it is. That's why I said that.
you know when it's eviction day. That's your calendar.
Right. The buzzworthy comp was announced in the House, and it was about a Twitter hashtag vote kind of thing. I'm not exactly sure how the voting worked.
Okay.
But it was, if you were voted most buzzworthy by the public, it was announced to the House that you would get a secret power of some sort.
Okay.
And so what they did was get dressed up, and they gave them a camera, and they took photos of, you know, what they were dressed up in, and then did a little video begging to get their votes for most buzzworthy. And there were some hilarious things that went down.
All right, give me the highlights for buzzworthy.
Well, if you remember, Arlie had literally buzzed his hair, right, during this. So you're going to see his hair all jacked up. He did some mess with it. But he had his feet were pink because he'd got in something, got dyed in it, maybe in some kind of comp. I can't remember exactly.
Was it the wine competition?
I guess so. I guess he got pink feet from wine. All right. So he starts streaking through the House immediately when they say most buzzworthy. Clothes come off. He's all over the place. And comes. People will be talking game. He'll run in with his hand. I'm talking about hand over his junk. And that's all. Just run around the House. And then he decided to match his feet, he wanted to dye his nutsack pink with cranberry juice.
Okay.
And so he filled up a cup with cranberry juice and naked, sat down, teabagged the cup.
Now, this was you.
The living room.
You saw this on the feeds or you heard about this secondhand?
I was actually watching a different feed, but then I saw the pictures come up and I was like, that's Arlie dipping his nuts in cranberry juice.
And they didn't cut away from it? They didn't give you like a front of the House or a fish tank or anything like that?
I'm sure they probably. I mean, it's kind of hard to cut away from it. He's just running back. He's doing a good job to cover it. It's not like he was exposing himself.
Okay. So, and was that effective? Did that get him a lot of buzz?
I don't know. I think so. I saw some Arlie stuff, but a lot of shock too. You know, a lot of people don't want to see naked dudes going all over the place. But Kenny did his thing where he put a bow tie on like a party boy in his underwear.
Yeah.
And got some vegetable oil, a big thing of it, and just kept like pouring vegetable oil on him. And Andrew had dressed up like as a cat in kind of the same kind of attire, you know, just in underwear. And they stuffed their underwear with socks and was going around and taking junk shot pictures and meowing at each other and calling each other daddy. It was so homoerotic.
Now, the idea was to I'm just curious as to what was the market research that these guys did for that to be buzzworthy? Why did they come up with that? This is what the people want.
I don't know. They probably just buzzworthy translated to outrageous to them, right?
Okay.
And the more outrageous you get, the more votes you get.
So yeah,
Netta. I would give the costume award to Netta, who painted these big, huge kind of lips on her and did her hair. I think she was actually trying to be, I can't even remember her name, one of the singers, but it was just, she looked horrible. And then she started, like, her message, she said that she hated everyone. So she's kind of adopting this I hate everyone thing that John's doing, which we all know came from Dr. Will to begin with.
Okay, so now we have dyed scrotum, we have oily guys, we have people putting socks in their underwear. So, of course, I'm sure that Canada must have voted for one of these guys to win, right? Actually, the world.
Yeah. Negative.
What? What? That sounds buzzworthy. Why? What did the people do who won?
Adele got the vote.
There you go. And what did he do?
Really, he got a flag, a Canadian flag, number one.
Yeah.
And then ran around kissing it, telling how much he loved Canada, and he won. And plus, he had been playing hard, too. You know, you can't ever underestimate that. People that are in a bad spot and then starts fighting for their life in the game, they're going to get a lot of sympathy out of that, right?
Yeah. All right, so that was the way to go, it turns out. Just kiss the Canadian flag and play hard. Who knew?
Right. Sarah just used her opportunity to tell her family how much she loved them.
Okay.
And then Sabrina told her, was like, yeah, well, that'll probably win it for you.
Did she think that really would win it for her, or she was just like, good, that's one less person to compete with?
As I said before, I don't believe anything that Sabrina said.
All right, so Adele now has a power. What do we think that this power is?
Now, of course, it all depends on what Adele, what he tells Ika and Paul is actually true, because he went and told them that the truth about the power is that it's a veto. I'm not sure exactly what the name of it is, but what it would do is be able to replace somebody that would be playing for veto. Like, they would come off. So you could actually use it to keep someone from playing in veto, or and then put yourself up to play in it without having to go on the block. And it's not something that's got a time limit. It would be something that could be used at any time during the whole game.
That doesn't sound like that great of a power.
It's not, and that's why they've made up this story about it being a Canada's veto. And it's like Adele has said, it's like a card with a veto on it. So he might even flash it to him or something. But he's playing it off like he has a veto that at any time. Like, see, the girl said something to him about maybe Heather's, the votes, the pendulum swinging to get Paul out. Well, Adele just says, well, I ain't worried about it because I got my secret power.
Okay. So Adele is, so he has made up this fake power, and he's telling everybody that, or just Paul?
He's told Paul and Ika what we think is the truth about the power. And he's telling other people, specifically John and Arlie, that it's a Canada veto kind of thing, just to make it seem like, you know, to put fear in people. Like, don't mess with Adele because he could use his power against you.
So, now where does Ika stand on Paul and Adele now?
Ika is working with Adele. They've got a secret alliance. And she was all down to working with Paul until it came back to her through John that Paul knew he was staying. Or it seemed like Paul knew he was staying. And so Ika don't trust Paul anymore. Hmm. But she's willing to keep him in the game just to get rid of Heather.
Okay.
Am I confusing you yet?
Yes, yes.
Well, it confuses me.
Could we talk about John a little bit? Because I feel like John is a guy who, and we talked about the other day that he was in a little bit of hot water. Has that blown over, Brian?
I'm trying to think back exactly what the hot water was for. Yeah, I remember because he kind of got thrown under the bus about something, and then it ended up getting blamed on Netta. And then for a day or two, him and Netta were being thought of in the house as, you know, as one person, like two votes, they go together. But even recently, Netta has been all about getting rid of Heather while John is actively talking about getting rid of Paul. And when I go back to what Netta says in the diary rooms, I don't make the connections. I think like maybe when she goes into the diary room, that she could be like a covert vote to keep Heather because of her relationship with John.
John is very interesting because you see him on the show and he's always like smoking cigarettes with Kenny and Andrew. It makes you feel like he's the third wheel with Kenny and Andrew, but then you see him with Netta and he's talking about, I hate Kenny and Andrew.
Right. John's causing some more problems with Ika. He told her something and I'm not sure what exactly Ika, what he said because I missed it. But Ika went and told Sabrina that Ika told Sabrina that John told her that Andrew doesn't like Sabrina and that their relationship is fake and he's just using her.
Wait, say it one more time.
Ika told Sabrina.
Okay.
That John told Ika.
Ika told Sabrina.
No, I already got screwed up. All right, so basically John told Ika that Andrew told him that he don't like Sabrina. And then Ika told Sabrina that.
Okay. And so Sabrina is mad at who, John?
I think she's mad at Ika. I'm not sure. I think she kind of believes him, but she's saying to Sarah that she's not going to go talk to Andrew about it because they want to keep the votes for Heather. Sarah's wanting to flip it for Heather now after all the bashing.
Okay. So give me your prediction right now as we sit 2 days before the eviction. What is the official Brian Lynch vote count? 10 people will vote again, right?
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, this one's hard. This morning when I woke up, I thought it was a split, 5-5, until Sarah started talking about making it 6-4, which would take the tie away from Ika to get rid of Heather.
Okay.
So now it seems like it's 6-4. However, Arlie was a declared vote because he swore to Heather that he would keep her. And so that's one of the original four votes. So now if he thinks that he would rather keep Paul, maybe his vote will be defected in some way. I'm not sure.
So the votes to keep Heather, who does she have? You're saying she has Arlie?
The guys that told the girls that they're voting for Heather to stay because they swore to her are Kenny, Andrew, Arlie, and John. Allison being the fifth swing vote. After Sarah, if she goes, then Allison, I mean, it's just insane. Allison's like the most popular girl in the house right now.
So hold on. So the guys in the house, they want Heather to stay?
Yes, they want. Andrew wants Paul to go for obvious reasons.
But I don't understand why the guys wouldn't have the votes here. If they want Paul to go,
they need six.
So the people that are going to vote to evict Paul. So you got Kenny, Andrew, Arlie, John.
John.
Okay.
John. Yeah. And then
Allison. Okay. I mean, yeah, Sabrina and Sarah can't vote with the first five because they need to keep up appearances that they're with the girls. Is that what the issue is?
So Sarah had suggested that they actually split their votes, if I'm not incorrect, because Sarah wants Sabrina to be able to stay in good with Ika, and then to make it seem like that they're actually at odds at this point.
The issue here is that Sarah and Sabrina, even though they're with the first five, need to keep up the appearances that they're still with the Girls Alliance, and that's what the problem is.
Right, and so Sarah's plan is to tell Ika and the girls that she's going to vote for Heather to stay, basically to get rid of Paul on Thursday, maybe earlier. They're discussing when, I think, to keep Ika from hating on her just that extra day. But they're working together, even though they're considering splitting their votes.
So does Sabrina, what is the reason why Sabrina personally wants Heather gone more than Paul?
I'm not sure. At this point, she doesn't. I mean, at this point, she is on board with the plan to take Paul out.
Okay.
But she may not vote that way, just to keep appearances up with Ika, I think.
Okay, so let's talk about now. We have some shades of Big Brother 15 now starting to rear their head in the Big Brother Canada 2 house. We have some people calling each other names in the house. Brian, do you want to comment on any of this?
I mean, I will, since you brought it up. Adele had gotten mad. And let's go back to something that I learned about something that happened that was blocked that we'd talk about in previous podcasts. When Adele was going off about someone calling him a homo or something, we're not really sure what he was called because he could have been more politically correct at that time. He was actually like, I will kill someone for calling me that, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was like threatening to do so, and the feeds kept going down. It was crazy. We don't know what really happened. But then I believe it was later on, maybe Ika had said something about it was Sabrina that had attacked his sexuality. So it's Sabrina that started that. Later on, during like these conversations with Adele and Ika, Ika told Adele that the guys said that Adele had swore on his Quran to them about something or another. And this made Adele so mad that he called them effing faggots.
Okay.
And I don't know how I feel about that. I think at the time it just really made me angry, but I think I'm just going to get over it.
Yeah, well, we don't like to hear that kind of talk in the Big Brother house. And you would think that people would be smart enough to not say these things after the Big Brother 15 stuff. Now, has it been a big deal on the internet? Have we seen any sort of the backlash like in the Big Brother 15 summer?
No, I mean, when he said this, right, that really drew my attention to it was after the buzzworthy competition. So it didn't affect that. So we don't really know how much it's affected his popularity. But some people have said to me they hate it and it's changed their opinion of him.
Now, what about Kenny? Did he overhear this?
No.
Okay.
No.
Now
it's just Aka in the room.
Okay. So now, in addition to Adele, then we also had some other people making some other poor choices in the house.
Yeah, well, Sabrina called Heather a retard.
Not good.
No, let me explain that. The girls were talking when in these epic bash sessions, and they called her a bitch 1,000 different ways, saying all this stuff about how she's lying backstabber, which obviously, I mean, she may have lied in the game, but it's hard to find a Heather lie. She's just so sweet. So I kind of got lost in that, but where was I, Rob?
You were saying about the Sabrina calling Heather a retard as she was going off on a bunch of things about Heather.
Yeah, so the girl said, well, what are we going to say to the DR about why we're trying to get rid of her, basically admitting that they really don't have a reason. And Sabrina just shot off, well, just tell them because she's a retard.
Yeah.
And that just pissed me off. Don't talk about a girl like that. I was like, just get rid of her. Don't bash her out the door. She's sweet.
And then what is this about Kenny calling Ike ghetto trash?
Now, this is something that I did not hear or see personally because it's hard to get – you got to understand about the – they don't have flashbacks, so they've got a DVR, and you can only go back so far. So once it's gone, unless somebody puts it up, you don't see it. But I'd seen it transcribed that he had called her ghetto trash. And then I did see something that's supposed to happen right after that where he called her a savage bitch. So
that's not good.
I would say that it probably happened. These people that transcribe, they take their job seriously. You know, it's just another thing that sucks. You know, just leave the personal attacks out of it.
Yeah, leave it out. It's, you know, people need to wise up in the Big Brother house. Eventually, we're gonna see it happen where people actually are smarter in the Big Brother, but it doesn't look like people have learned the lessons of Big Brother 15.
Yeah, but those comments are clear indicators to anyone watching who someone's target might be, unless it's possibly Adele who's trying to cover up his alliance with Paul and make it seem like Paul don't know that he's staying. Adele started calling him a fat F-bomb and all sorts of trash when it came out that Adele may have told Paul something. And so it was like Adele went into immediate bash mode. So Paul's family may think, oh, I hate Adele at this point. But in reality, the purpose of those comments were to protect Paul.
All right. And one more strategic thing let's touch on. Tell me about what Arlie is up to in the house.
Oh, my God. Arlie, he's making a move. He's making a move. I think he's went to Adele. I think solely for the purpose. I mean, he's kind of been staying close to Adele. He's close to everyone, really. I mean, he's like a clown. He went to Adele because he got the power, got a public vote. I think that's exactly why he went to Adele. And basically told him that he wants to get Kenny out. That's in his first five alliance.
Okay.
And so maybe he wants Adele to take Kenny out for him. And I feel like he's got like meat shields set up all around him that he can throw under the bus one at a time. I think he's a little bit exposed with Sarah because he tried to pull her over.
Oh, I think you were going to say he's a little exposed with his red genitals.
Unless Sarah's his red genitals, that's not what I was saying.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead. Go back to Sarah.
He was talking to Sarah about his master plan, that he'd been playing dumb, and that he's a serious pitch to her, just like he made a serious pitch to Adele. I think he's trying to round up people to take out big players.
Is it too early, though, for that?
I don't – possibly, but if he can make it seem like it's Adele. I think he thinks Adele has that bigger power, right? And so Adele might just, like, strike without him having to expose himself.
Okay. Let's just see if there's anything else before we jump into some questions, Brian.
I mean, you got my notes, Rob.
You said you wanted to start and end with Allison's makeout.
Oh, yeah. We talked about today's, you know, right before we went on the feeds, Andrew kissing her again. I think I probably covered that when we first talked about it.
All right, so let's jump into some questions. And just so your official prediction right now is six by a vote of 6-4, Heather is evicted on Thursday night.
Yes, but I'm like completely unsure about those votes. I mean, when it's in, when the pendulum's swinging, it is almost impossible to predict.
But it almost seems to not make sense to me to do a vote of 6-4. Because why let Paul know that he's getting four more? Is it just because everybody, all those guys hate Paul so much and they just want to send him a message to put four votes on him? Why not, you know, if you want to throw her a sympathy vote, why not vote 9-1? If the guys in the house know that it's going to be only four votes, why put four votes on Paul when you don't have to?
Oh, to evict Paul?
Yeah, do they think they're going to evict Paul?
No, yes, they think that Paul is going to be evicted 6-4. That's what I'm saying.
But you think that Heather is going to go home?
No.
Oh, No. Paul is the target now?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, but it still might shift back to Heather.
Correct, but Sarah did bring up a good point. If she says what she's planning on saying Thursday, it may cause enough drama in the house to cause a cascading effect with votes.
So won't the first five be exposed then when Sarah and Sabrina don't vote with the girls?
Well, Sabrina's not going to vote with the plan is she's going to vote with Ika. But Ika is not playing really smart. Even when Allison came in, Ika told Allison that, you know, she gave her the go ahead to vote against to vote against Paul so that it would tie up and she would get to cast the deciding vote against Heather.
Okay. All right. On that note, Trevor Chong wants to know, how would you rate Ika's HOH reign on a scale of 1 to 10? I know you're always at a 10, but what about Ika's HOH reign?
I mean, it's low, but I'm not going to put it as low as some might think just because she was able to get this thing going with Adele. So I think she's got some scrambling room on the side when she realizes that things are falling apart. And she'll have a small army to deal with a shitstorm coming her way.
Gregory Contreras wants to know, out of the members of the first five, who do you think has the best chance to win?
I mean, last week I was saying John. I think we were both saying John, right?
Okay.
But after, I think Arlie's got one of these tightrope acts that he's hit the ground running at this point. And he's probably playing the best guy. The most entertaining thing I've seen was him throwing Kenny under the bus. I thought it was hilarious.
Okay. So let's see. Kathy Craig wants to know, what happened to Arlie's smokes? Did he dye them red with cranberry juice also?
Oh, no. Arlie's smokes. So he says that someone took some smokes from his drawer or whatever. Everyone speculated that it was New Girl, right? That she had come in there for whatever purpose. I suspect that Arlie was just lying about smokes being missing.
Corey Brown wants to know, when Sabrina gets out of the house, how pissed do you think she will be when she finds out that she was the beard to the beard? jokes aside, do you think that Sabrina is going to be pissed to see that Kenny is basically saying, like, I'm not interested in Sabrina. I'm just, you know, I'm totally using her.
Well, you know, she also has that Andrew thing, too, that's not going to be making her too happy, I don't think.
Which is the Andrew thing about how he's making out with Allison, even though he says not to?
Yeah, I mean, she's jealous of Allison's really causing all the problems.
Okay. All right. So let's take a question from Twitter from Mikey Dowd, who wants to know, on the live feeds, Sabrina told others that she was done with the game and that they could just evict her whenever they felt so inclined. Does she still have this mentality, or is she simply being overly dramatic? Well, I think I can answer this question.
I want to hear your answer before I answer that.
I don't think she wants to be evicted. I think that's like, oh, you guys could just evict me, whatever. That's fine. Like, oh, no, come on, Sabrina. We don't want to evict you. Like, no, just vote me out today.
Yeah, I would agree with that. She's playing the victim.
Yeah. Okay. Next question from at NY Italian. Sarah versus Sabrina. Who's playing the better? Who's the better player so far?
Wow, that's a great question, because I kind of feel like Sarah might be able to, unless all this blows up on her and puts a bigger target on her than Sabrina. So, I mean, I don't know. They're really vicious together. I mean, they're good. They're really kind of running the house together.
Yeah. I think that Sarah, I think, has more longevity in the game.
Sarah? Yeah, that makes sense. It does make sense.
Just going back to what we were talking about before, when we talked about the who's in, like, which player from the first five is most likely to win. You mentioned John and Arlie, but some questions that is it John?
Oh,
or
John. Yeah, John's John. Not,
I get them confused sometimes too, John and Arlie.
Yeah, you asked me, and I just put them in there because John is almost like Super Floater. He's there with them all the time. He is, because he's with Kenny and Andrew. Right.
Yes.
So I kind of equate him to first five. I know I screwed that question up, but it happens.
This is from Roshana K Mofidi. Is Arlie playing a good game? I think aligning with Adele is a good idea, because Adele maybe, or DE may be coming soon, and the power can really help out a strong player in one night, and Arlie's ass would be covered. A double eviction. That's what DE stands for.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, it really, having that power would keep you insulated from being backdoored for sure, and might even help you. Now, I can't like 100% confirm what the power is, right? I can just tell you what I've heard, but it could be used to take someone off the block to help you backdoor too, right?
Yeah. If somebody's the target, you can take them off and then make them not be able to play veto.
Right. Even though that they're on the block is the way it sounded.
Okay. From Mitch Blog wants to know, will Andrew stop making out with Allison if she doesn't vote with the boys? Can Andrew hold his makeouts hostage?
He's told her that it won't affect their relationship. She can vote whichever way she wants. She's telling people that she hasn't decided yet. She understands that she's like the most important vote at this point, really, because Sarah's already decided what she wants to do. So that's why I said she's the most popular girl in the house now. Yeah, everyone's kissing her ass.
And her mouth sometimes, too. That's a ballsy move to say to somebody, hey, you don't vote with me? No more makeouts for you. That's it. I'm done with you. You don't vote with me. I feel like as a guy, I could never pull that off.
I don't. Dr. Will could pull that off.
Dr. Will could pull that off.
You just got to say with it, charisma. You got to say it with charisma. But
honestly, the Kenny and Sabrina stuff is reminiscent of Dr. Will and Nicole in the hot tub from Big Brother 2.
Oh my God, that's going back there, man. So, and that drew one of those crazy banners, right? Wasn't that when Nicole's husband supposedly sent a banner like, it's over? Because he read something that someone crazy like me had written on whatever and accidentally transcribed wrong or something. I don't know what was going on.
Who knows?
Obviously,
who knows?
I wasn't around then.
The summer of 2001. That was a fun Big Brother summer. This is from Ted Williams Fan Club. How long can Kenny keep his sexuality a secret? I mean, I don't see any reason why he can't do it the whole show.
I don't either. You know, the sky's the limit. He's been very good at it so far, except for when he did the party boy thing with the oil.
You felt like that was a little bit of a tell?
Oh, my God. You should see some of the pictures I posted raw.
I can't wait. I'll check them out right after this. let's see one more question. From Twitter, from our buddy Dick Patrol wants to know, why was the last Big Brother U.S. season so extremely racist? In Big Brother Canada, I've seen many races get along really well. No ignorance yet. Why the difference? Casting or culture? Seems like this seems like a little bit of a humble brag about that. Are the Canadians less racist than the Americans?
I don't know. Whatever. I mean, I don't like it. That was such a racist season. This is an experiment. People are put into high-pressure situations. They're going to say things that – I mean, I literally could talk trash about every house guest because they've all said things, even like the best angelic ones, except for Heather. She's adorable. I swear. She's my kryptonite.
Yeah. Oh, boy. And my friendly pup wants to know, Rochelle, boring and dumb or misunderstood? I don't think she's boring and dumb.
Rochelle?
Yeah.
Wow, she doesn't. She goes from conversation to conversation. She does a lot of listening. She's extremely beautiful. Peter Brown's got a crush on her.
Yeah, and vice versa, I think, from her bio.
Yeah, so obviously she's not getting a lot of time because she really hasn't been that involved in directly in the game. She's kind of on the peripherals, able to jump back and forth at times without really implicating herself. But she hates Heather. For some reason.
Because Rochelle feels like if she gets Heather out of the house, then she'll be the hot girl in the house.
Yeah, but can't she let go of that now since Allison's there?
No, she's a 20-year-old girl, and I will stand by that. If Heather leaves the house, Rochelle will be the hottest girl in the house.
Rochelle? Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, they're all beautiful, Rob.
Okay, but they want to be the most. They want to be the most beautiful.
Well, you know, that's some people have those faults where they have to be the most of whatever. Or just be your best, whatever it is, right?
I don't know. I have to do my power rankings here. That if Heather goes out, I think it's going to be close between Rochelle and Ika for the top spot. I'm not sure who I like more for the top spot in the most beautiful power rankings. So I think it's close between Ika and Rochelle for the top spot. And then I'm going to put, then I guess Netta is three then in the power rankings. Then you go Allison, and then Netta is probably four in the power rankings.
We're ranking their looks.
Yes.
My God.
Most beautiful. Yeah. Yeah. That's it.
I think that the most beautiful girl in the house is Heather.
Heather. Okay, no, I'm saying if Heather is out, that's what Rochelle is worried about. If Rochelle gets Heather out of the house, then it's a toss-up, I think, between Rochelle and Ika.
Yeah, but I would throw Allison in there as well.
I think Allison's a tier below. She's got 80s hair and a disco dress. I think she's got to be – she's in a tier below – she's there with Netta, and then there's a big gap, and then you have Sarah and Sabrina.
You know what her friends at home call her?
What's that?
Amazon.
Who calls her that?
She just said because she's big and strong, and she's like a Amazon prince. I forget what it was, but she's really strong and athletic. So she said some of her friends at home call her Amazon, and Adele started calling her Xena Warrior Princess.
Who, Allison?
Adele. Yeah, Allison. Okay. Called Allison that.
Xena Warrior Princess.
Yeah, they're scared of her physically. They think she's going to be a huge competitor in the game.
Okay. All right, well, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. Give us your power rankings of most beautiful in the house. I'd like to see that in the comments as well. Brian and I will be back on Friday, same time, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, and we will talk about eviction number 3. We'll talk about the new HOH and everything that happens in between now and then. Brian, what's the one thing you're watching for these next couple days leading up to the eviction?
I mean, just to where the pendulum actually swings to, you know. I'll really be looking Thursday morning for Sarah announcing what her vote's going to be, if that indeed is what she decides to do. I mean, I really can't – I almost feel like it's a 50-50 either way at this point. Like something could happen. But I think the odds are in Heather's favor just at the moment.
But you would like to see Heather get out of the house because people are too mean to her, right?
No, I said some people think that.
Not you.
I don't think that. She's going to feel the love when she gets out of the house. She may be having a harder time in it, but the people having an easier time in the house may have a lot longer time of misery outside of the house because you know how fans are. They don't let up on some people.
Brian, if you could send one message to Heather in the house, what would it be?
I would send her – I gave this to my mother as a present for Mother's Day one year. I bought the most comfortable blanket I could. And I hugged it 1,000 times, and I gave it to my mother and told her every time I come to visit her, I'm going to recharge it.
Oh, That'd be a very nice gift there for Heather.
Yeah, so anytime she needed a hug, she could just take one from my hug blanket.
Okay. Well, Brian, that's a very sweet note to end on after we talked about a lot of crazy things here tonight. And excellent job that you really you really earned your position as chief Big Brother correspondent this week.
You know, we're just trying to do our best, you know. We didn't do this. Did you want to do that?
Oh, I forgot about the map. We had so much to talk about. All right. Brian made an alliance chart, and I totally forgot about it. Okay, I spaced out. Okay, here's that's – no,
that's
so we, that's the old one.
That's the wrong one.
Okay, sorry. No, that's a different thing.
I named it Arlie chart.
Okay. Here we go. Let me week three alliance chart. Sorry about this poor producing.
I bailed out on you mid podcast.
Yeah, that's so. Fine. You know, my Google Hangout is being very. I'll post it on the website for everybody. Sorry about that. My Google Hangout is not cooperating. I can give you the stuff from last week, but it's not letting me put a new one up. So sorry about that, everybody. But check it out on robhasawebsite.com. Subscribe to the Big Brother version of this podcast as well by going to robhasawebsite.com/BBpodcast, or don't miss any of our shows on iTunes when you go to robhasawebsite.com/iTunes, or for the Stitcher feed as well, robhasawebsite.com/Stitcher. All right. So we have a lot to do. Survivor stuff comes next. That's going to be Wednesday night live, followed by I'll talk to the next person voted out on Thursday. And then on Thursday during the day, I'll have my big recap podcast with Denise Stapley. And we will be getting into some voicemails with my friend Pod Vader from ESPN. So it's a very jam-packed Survivor podcast this week, Brian.
Yeah, the only thing I'm thinking about is when I dropped out, I've got to go back and look and see what crazy position my face froze in.
Yeah, we'll see. I'll fix that up in the audio so people don't have to bear with me trying to fly the show solo. All right. So, Brian, thank you so much. I'll talk to you again on Friday. And everybody enjoy the shows this week, and we'll talk to you again soon. Bye.